Allow me, therefore, to make my own the exhortation of St. Paul addressed to you in today's liturgy. I implore you to lead a life worthy of your vocation, and in Christ's own words, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Called by God our Father to be his apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers to the men and the women of this present generation, whom you must lead to Jesus, just as Andrew once led his brother Simon Peter. Let them be attracted by the example of your daily life, your commitment to the sure ways of Christian living could well be decisive in bringing salvation to many. The world still recognizes genuine goodness for what it is. Be loyal to the memory of those valiant forerunners in the faith. Be diligent in handing on intact the spiritual heritage committed to you. Be faithful to your daily prayers, to the Holy Mass and the Sacrament of Penance, meeting regularly with Jesus as a loving and merciful Savior. Defend the sacredness of life and the holiness of matrimony. Understand your holy Catholic faith and live by its teaching. Face up to the difficult challenges of modern life with Christian fortitude and patience. Did not Jesus himself say to his disciples, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me"? Beloved sons and daughters, I have been kept fully informed of the careful preparations spread over many months which have preceded my pastoral visit to Scotland. With admiration and satisfaction, I have followed the intense program proposed by the bishops for a spiritual renewal of the Catholic community to ensure that the effect of my visit produce fruits that will endure. From the depths of my heart, I thank each and every one of you for the prayers that have accompanied this preparation, for every effort that has been made to guarantee its success. This is the day made memorable by the Lord. What immense joy for us! I commend you all, bishops, clergy, religious and laity, to the maternal intercession of Mary, the Immaculate Mother of God and Mother of the Church. Before concluding, I wish to address for a few moments that larger community of believers in Christ who share with my Catholic brothers and sisters the privilege of being Scots, sons, sons and daughters alike of this ancient nation. I know of the veneration in which you hold the sacred scriptures, accepting them for what they are, the word of God and not of man. I have reserved until now and should like to read to you the remaining words from that passage of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were all called into one and the same hope when you were called. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, who is Father of all, over all, through all, and within all. This passage clearly reveals that the will of God for mankind, a plan which human wills may oppose, but cannot thwart. It is God's plan for all of us, For there is no eternal city for us in this life, but we look for one in the life to come. We are only pilgrims on this earth, making our way towards that heavenly kingdom promised to us as God's children. Beloved brethren in Christ, for the future, can we not make that pilgrimage together, hand in hand? Bearing with one another charitably, in complete selflessness, gentleness, and patience, doing all we can to preserve that unity of the Spirit by the peace that binds us together. This would surely bring down upon us the blessing of God our Father on our pilgrim way. As we now proceed to celebrate Christ's Eucharistic sacrifice, let us remember all those on both sides, who are affected by the conflict in the South Atlantic. In the joy of our concelebration today, we cannot permit ourselves to forget the victims of the war, both the dead and the wounded, as well as the broken hearts of many families. Let us beseech the God of mercy to give us peace in this our day, the peace of Christ our Lord. Beloved people of Scotland, in conclusion, I wish you and all who are dear to you, wherever they may be, the abundance of God's blessings, so that your families may prosper and peace and harmony may reign in your homes. May the prayers of the blessed apostles Peter and Andrew obtain this for you. For those who speak Gaelic, Mo Vennach, Agus Mo Krach, Grief Anan Jesa Krista. And for your dearly beloved Scottish homeland, I wish to adapt and make my own the words familiar to many of you. Lord, let Scotland flourish through the preaching of thy word and the praising of thy name.